Each week, we try to go inside Chicago's fast-growing tech community to see what the next big thing might be. This week, we're featuring Lisa App, which gives people the personal service they want where, when, and how they want them at the price that suits them. In studio is its founder and CEO, Robert Richmond. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Robert, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So I was just telling you this before we actually hit the air here with this. I just read up about your app, and I was thinking, this is the coolest thing. I'm not a girl, so I'm not normally getting some of the things that are on your app. But the concept of an Uber, essentially, an Uber for personal services was like mind-blowing. And then I forgot the name of it. And then we found out that we're going to have you on the show today. And when I was looking you up, I was like, oh my God, that was the one I was looking for. That's it, Lisa app. So this is awesome to have you on the show. Why don't you start off by kind of telling me the backstory of how Lisa app came to be?
Well, you know, Lisa app came to be in a very specific way. It was like a bolt of lightning for me. I used to be a partner at Chicago Apartment Finders here in the city, and I was on my way to the office, and you know, I was at a red light, and I looked out of my window, and I saw a broken down salon, and I was like, "Huh, that's." I feel bad for the owner, and then I was like, "Well, why do I feel bad for the owner? They let their salon look like that. I feel bad for the artists that work in the salon." But then I was like, but they're independent contractors. And literally in that moment, I looked out of my other window and I saw a Lyft car drive by with the little pink mustache. And I was like, oh, Lyft. And then bam, I was like, oh my gosh, what if I took beauty and made it mobile? And that's where that whole event started. And of course, the first call I made was to my wife, Lisa, who's been in the beauty industry for 23 years as an artist, and said, hey, I came up with this crazy idea. What do you think? Do you think it could work? And from that point on, we built the company very quickly.
So I need to go back and revise that and say it's not the Uber app for personal services. It's a Lyft app for personal services.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah,
it's very fascinating. I mean, there's a bunch of other types of apps that are hitting certain areas in this. I mean, mm-hmm. Soothe is one that comes to mind for massages. There's a couple things I want to get into with this. That one that differentiates very clearly in that you guys are not just massage. It's not this. It's the whole shebang, so to speak. It's hair. Yeah. It's nails. It's everything, right?
Yeah, it is everything. It's you know, the five disciplines of beauty that we call hair, nails, makeup, massage, and esthetician, skin.
Yep.
You know, and there are so many differentiators between us and the other apps on the marketplace. Like Soothe, they're doing a great job in massage, but you know, what differentiates us from a company like Soothe is that our artists actually get to choose who they're working with, when they're working, and for what price they're working at. Where essentially on Soothe, I don't have the choice as a consumer or an artist to say, hey, I'm only willing to pay $25 or $50 or $75 for a massage. And the artist doesn't have the opportunity to say, hey, I'm only willing to charge X amount for a massage. So we've created a true open marketplace exchange that allows the artists to entrepreneurially run their own business without any interruption or interference from any other company.
And what is the reach with this app? So, I mean, one of the problems I have with Soothe, I love massages. So for me, I'm like, yeah, Soothe, that's awesome. However, if I'm not in the heart of like Chicago or New York or somewhere like that, you can't really get, I mean, it doesn't work so well. Your app is a little bit, is that easier to, if I live in the suburbs or whatever, how does that work?
Yeah, so right now, you know, as we just launched on Monday, we are, you know, we're getting our artist adoption up right now. We had, you know, over 2,700 artists that pre-registered to use our platform over the last 6 months as we were building it. Obviously, they couldn't download it until Monday. So, you know, those 2,700 artists went to our website, signed on as an artist, entered all their information, and now those artists are converting to downloads. And we're exceeding expectations tremendously right now, which is an amazing testament to how much the artists really want this product in their hands. And, you know, essentially putting a storefront in the palm of their hand, their own storefront, not somebody else's. I don't have to work on a client I don't want to. In fact, on the Lisa app, the artists get to see, you know, the rating of the client before they accept that appointment. So if there's a client that's a 2-star client out of 5, you know, the artist might say, you know what, I don't want to take that appointment because we're just the platform that connects the two parties.
Yeah. It's very interesting. You know, I've had numerous startup, I mean, literally now at this point, we've had more than 50 guests on the show, different companies and startups. And we've had numerous that are in the mobile app space and that are providing services mobile and connecting, you know, client and guest and so forth. But the one common thread of the successful ones that I've met with is the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
The people that have created just one thing, I talk about this in workshops and stuff for innovation all the time. If you try to solve just one problem, you're easy to be copied or beat, or someone can do it better than you. But if you create a marketplace, it makes it so much more difficult to like to not just to copy, but to even compete with, because now you've got to like break the thread that has been created, no pun intended, with Lisa App.
Right.
But I think it's really a novel approach, and it's sort of that shared economy approach where we're letting all of these different entrepreneurs that are, I mean, they are entrepreneurs. We look at, in this show, we talk about startups, but, you know, a makeup artist that's traveling around or, you know, whatever, that's an entrepreneur. They've got their own thing going on. For them to be able to set their rate and essentially have their own brick and mortar in front of every single person's phone who needs it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, and that's exactly what we built this for. And you know, some of the scary facts of the beauty industry are that, you know, the average artist in this industry nationwide earns $23,000 a year on average in a $100 billion a year industry. And that, you know, it shows that there's something broken within the industry. And what's typically broken is that artists are exactly that. They're right brain, they're creative. They don't love numbers and schedules and taxes and insurance. So they go work at a salon or a spa and forfeit anywhere between 40 and 60% per transaction so somebody else can run their back end for them. What Lisa's created is a back end infrastructure for these artists to run their business however they want, without the hassle of actually having to run a business. So they get to set their schedule, they can go on demand, and we are the first and only beauty app that has live geolocation built into it. So me as a client, I can actually see who's available right now in my area. I can see, you know, what their reviews are, what their ratings are, and I can see what their prices are, and I can book them, and they're at my door in under an hour.
Now, will you be offering different kind of marketing-type packages within the Lisa app to push some to the top, or is it going to be, you know, if they're 4-star rated, 5-star rated, they rise to the top of this? How does that work? How do I get started? Or is it just GPS? These are the closest ones?
Well, that's actually a great question. You can actually, as an artist anyway, dictate the range and radius that you're willing to work in. So say I, you know, want to work within 1 mile of my location, where I can set my radius that way. So I can walk to appointments or clients, or I could set it up to 25 miles away and go and travel to those clients. But, you know, there will be toggles, eventually in the system where you can say, hey, I only want a 5-star artist that is within 1 mile of me right now that is at a $25 price point. So that will then, you know, aggregate that list, and you'll only be looking at the people that you specifically want, the artists.
And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about this is interesting, because this is another one that I heard with almost every similar type of app, but for different industries, is either the naysayer who's like, oh, it's just you're crushing brick and mortar, and they get all weird about it.
Yeah.
And then there's the other people like, you know, this is like the best thing, you know, it's, you know, super high level, you know, whatever, they're, you know, dreamers, so to speak. I look at this as like the perfect bind for all of those downtimes of the year where the brick and mortar has their fleet of people working in there, but they're just downtime so they can take advantage local. It's no different than a Jimmy John's.
Absolutely. And you know, here, you know, the average salon sits with 38% of their booths empty every single day. I dare you to walk by a salon or spa and not see a majority of the booths empty. And here's what's great. We do have a solution for the salon owners. And you're right. They are going to look at us and say, hey, at first, they're going to be very...
At first,
they're going to say, whoa, these guys are coming to steal our artists. But really, we have solutions in place for the salon. You know, our artists, they need to go mobile. And they might decide, hey, you know what? I don't want to work out of your house because I don't have to. This is an open marketplace. Yeah. I can set myself only available at my location as an artist. And that's one of the toggles and settings that they currently have. So, you know, what we're going to be able to provide, it's called booth finders. So an artist goes in, I don't want to work out of your house because that's weird for me as an artist.
It is certainly weird.
I'm not set up to work out of my house because I'm just not set up for it. And I don't want to work out of my current salon because I'm paying them a big percentage and Lisa a small percentage. So what do? I go into booth finders on Lisa. I tap find a booth. It geopins my location and pops up pins all around me. This booth is $10 an hour. This one's $25 for the day. This one's $300 for the week. Yep. I tap it as an artist. The salon owner gets paid, and the clients are geoed right to that location. Because what we found through market research is 94% of the client population, and I think you'll agree with this, are loyal to their artists, not their salon.
Oh, in right? every area, it's not just that. Whether it's your gym trainer, it doesn't matter what it is.
Exactly.
You get to meet someone. You work with them. You trust them. I want to stay with you.
And, you know, I know because my wife, who's Lisa, who's been in the industry, has run an at-home salon out of her house for, I don't know how many years, 15. And, you know, her clients to her, she is their best friend, their therapist. Yep. I mean, she becomes everything to them through time. So we're going to be able to fill that empty booth space for those salon owners and then eventually help them run their back end as well.
Very cool. Well, I guess, you know, one of the other things I would say to the people you were just talking to, the owners of the brick and mortar, innovation and leadership 101, embrace change.
Embrace change. You know, whether it's Lisa or Kisa or Misa or Pisa, somebody's coming to correct this industry through technology, whether you like it or not. So embrace it and let us help you take your business to the next level as well as a salon owner. You know, this is all about one thing. It's about freedom and flexibility. That's what it's about. And that's what the artist community and that's what the middle class, period, including myself, that's what we appreciate is freedom and flexibility. And that's what we're providing through this platform for them. So they can run their business however they want. But in this case, they're actually earning, in some cases, 50 to 100% more per transaction on our platform.
That's fantastic. Rob, where do they go to download this app?
They go to they can go to iOS or Android and download the Lisa app.
And is this both sides? So if I'm downloading it to find the artist, or where do the artists go? The same place? Just download and set up?
The artists go to the same place. So if you want an easy way to do it, just go to our website, which is lisaapp.com.
Yep.
And both of the links are there to get you to iOS or Android. And, you know, we'd love for people to get on and use it. And, you know, again, we've been open since Monday. We haven't made a push to the consumers yet. We're not doing that till February 1. So
cool.
It's a lot of organic traffic. We projected to have 180 artists on this app by the end of January, and we're at 560 already.
Very cool.
And we have over 900 consumers already using it. So, you know, we're really excited, and it's a testament to the artist community. This is for them, and it's also for the consumers
sure.
to get their freedom and flexibility, get services they want when they want it at the price they want it.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV, stream us live on WGN Plus on the Rivet Radio app, or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.